From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Former Subway pitchman Jared Fogle will plead guilty to charges of possessing child pornography and paying for sex with minors. In a statement from his attorney, Fogle expressed remorse for his actions. Ryan Delaney of member station WFYI reports Fogle faces at least 5 years in prison.
Jared Fogle left the federal courthouse in Indianapolis to a large crowd of media and hecklers. Federal prosecutor Stephen DeBroda says the 37-year-old used his wealth and travels to have sex with underage girls in fancy New York City hotels.
He is allowed to travel, and he's taking advantage of that, being away from where he lives to sort of further that activity.
Fogle's attorney says Fogle admits the wrongdoing and will pay more than $1 million restitution to the 14 minors involved. He'll also seek psychiatric help. Fogle gained fame for losing 200 pounds in college, thanks in part to a Subway sandwich diet. Subway quickly ended the relationship with its pitchman after Fogle's suburban Indianapolis home was raided by investigators 6 weeks ago. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Delaney in Indianapolis.
According to a document obtained by the Associated Press, a secret agreement with the UN agency will allow Iran to use its own experts when they inspect a site allegedly used to develop nuclear arms. Revelation is likely to upset those opposed to the recently approved deal between Iran and a group of nations, including the U.S., in which Iran has agreed to rein in its nuclear program in exchange for an end to sanctions. Critics of the deal contend it relies too much on trust of the Iranians. On a visit to Israel, Republican presidential hopeful Mike Huckabee voiced his support for Israeli settlements in the West Bank. As NPR's Emily Harris reports from Jerusalem, the former Arkansas governor also reiterated his opposition to the pending nuclear deal with Iran.
Huckabee held a fundraiser in a Jewish West Bank settlement. He said he believes that land is part of Israel, despite decades of U.S. policy supporting negotiations to create a Palestinian state in the West Bank. In an interview with the Israeli news outlet Ynet, Huckabee said he would be comfortable with an Israeli military strike against Iran's nuclear facilities.
Israel has certainly the power to make that decision. They don't need my assistance, and they certainly don't need my approval in order to pursue whatever makes them safe and gives them security.
Huckabee also met with Israeli leaders to express his opposition to the U.S. negotiations with Iran. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Even as key policymakers with the Federal Reserve may be edging closer to raising a key short-term interest rate, the Fed says it has no intention of reducing its massive $4.5 trillion portfolio. That's according to minutes from the central bank's July meeting, where Fed officials say they want to keep the large pool of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities intact as a means of continuing to hold down the cost of borrowing for businesses and consumers. Stocks closed lower today. The declines coming as newly released minutes by the Fed seem to show that they may be moving toward a rate hike. The Dow was down 162 points today. You're listening to NPR. The ongoing case known as Deflategate, which now involves the National Football League and its players' union, continued to play out in a Manhattan courtroom today, where the two sides argued before a federal judge, but have so far failed to reach a settlement. An issue in the case is whether New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady should be suspended over allegations he was involved in an alleged scheme to deflate footballs used during the Patriots' 45-7 win over the Indianapolis Colts in a January playoff game. Judge in the case has warned NFL could erase Brady's four-game suspension, but fails to negotiate a deal. Thousands of firefighters are battling wildfires in a number of western states. Reporter Danielle Carson says that task is being further complicated in California by private drones, which are hovering over some of the fires.
They're called hover drones because they hover over wildfires and delay firefighting efforts. If a drone is hovering, air tankers carrying thousands of gallons of water or fire retardant get grounded. Mike Eaton, head of aviation operations in the San Bernardino Forest, says drones are also a dangerous distraction for pilots.
They've got enough on their mind already with difficult terrain, difficult weather, winds, and other things. They don't need to be worrying about model airplanes or drones.
State lawmakers are considering a bill that would require identification numbers on drones. Another calls for slapping fines up to $5,000 on drone owners who interfere with emergency workers. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
Crude oil futures prices fell today, down $1.82 a barrel to close at $40.80 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.